West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for your amazing grace, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, my Father. And, Lord, most of all, we thank you, Father, for the greatest gift of all, Father. For you loved us so much. You love us, Father. You love us so much. The way you sent your only begotten Son. You love us so much, Father, that you came yourself in the person of your Son, in the person of the Holy Spirit. And you partook of your own self, Father, the nature of fallen man. You became a man, my Father, so that you might taste death for us, so that our life may be redeemed from the curse of the law. And not only that, Father, redeemed from the curse of the law so that we can go on, my Father, because there's a going on in you, not just redeemed from the curse of the law, but restored back everything that we lost. Restored back to our original place and desire and intent and purpose and destiny and will that you have for our lives, Father. Restored back to that. Not being restored, restored, past tense. Hallelujah. And I will ask, Father, but you breathe on the inside of us the Holy Spirit that he might lead and guide us into the reality of that truth, my Father God. Thereby bringing glory to your name. That's your love, Father. That's the love wherewith you have loved us with. Hallelujah. The agape love. The unconditional love. One love. Hallelujah. That looked past all our faults and all our mistakes and saw our need. And that was to be loved by you. Not only loved by you, but covered in your love. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father, for the greatest gift of all, for loving us so much. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you did, for paying the penalty for our sins and redeeming our life from destruction and restoring the kingdom of God back to our lives. Thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We had 1,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough. What a mighty God you are. Hallelujah. And Holy Spirit, we honor you. We welcome you. We thank you. We love you. And we want to love you and obey you and yield to you much more than we do. Thank you that you came to dwell on the inside of us. Not to come upon us, not to fall down upon us, but to dwell in us, to live in us, our guide, our comfort. Our guide, the tree of life. Our comfort, that as we sojourn in through this earth, hallelujah, you're calling us to become who we already are. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, offsprings of God, children of the Most High God, sons of the Most High God, with sovereignty, dominion, royal power, righteousness, peace, hallelujah, peace that passes all understanding, and joy in you, Holy Spirit, the joy of the Lord. So we welcome you, Holy Spirit. And we will say we yield ourselves in this hour to what you are doing in the earth. For the Father has finished what he had to do. Jesus has finished what he had to do. It's you, Holy Spirit, that's at work in the earth today. So we humble ourselves under your ministry. And we say, God's kingdom come and God's will be done in our lives here on earth. In our lives here on earth. In our lives here on earth today, just as it is in heaven. Now give us this in this hour and in this day, Father, everything that we have need of to help you accomplish that in our lives. And for that, Father, we say thank you. And we praise and we magnify and we glorify your holy name. Be it unto us according to your word. Holy Ghost, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Hey, mighty man. If you're in the mail about it. Hey, mighty man, if you're in the mail about it. Hey, mighty man, even if you're in a female body, you're still a mighty man of God. Man don't come in no species. Man is spirit. Hallelujah. Some have male bodies. Some have female bodies. But they are spirits. And they are one. And they all work together for good. So it leads a male or female for it in a natural world. They're just children of the Most High God. Son of God. I remember sometimes my wife used to get kind of upset with me when I call her man. Especially when we don't be in agreement about something. And I say, man, they don't call me no man. Hallelujah. But in reality, we are man. And when you say man, you ain't speaking to that female or that male body. You're speaking to that spirit. You're speaking to the real you, the you that's created in the image and likeness of the Most High God. You're speaking to that mighty man and that mighty, I can say, woman. Whoa, man. Only perfect for the female body so they can have a womb. Why? So that they can be seed to seed and boy for reproduction. Hallelujah. So there might be a whole bunch of mighty men and mighty women by the Most High God. Can you imagine that? Boy, God have a big old, big old, big old, big old, big old, big old, big old family. Billions and billions of them. Hallelujah. Fellowshipping with him. In heaven. Watch this. Not in his territory of heaven, but in the heaven and the territory that he gave us. In heaven on earth. Listen, man, you've been praying that all your life, man, as believers, you know, the Lord's Prayer. That's what you call it. Our Father, which art in heaven. You know what that word Father means? That's source and sustainer. That's the source of our life, and he's the sustainer of our life. And let me tell you something, you ain't got the man hound him about no child support. Well, he take care of his children. Because he's the source of his children. I ain't talking about the natural man. I'm talking about that mighty man that you are. If you're in a male body or a female body. We ain't got no problem, man, with men and women preaching the gospel. When it some preachers, man, you know, preach against that. And that's all right. And that's where they live of understanding and knowledge is there. Because we all growing. And ain't none of us have reached the mark yet. But, man, that's neither male or female, man, in the kingdom. Hallelujah. We just won. We in Christ, Christ in us, Christ in God, God in Christ, and we all in each other. We just one. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus prayed. That's the Lord's Prayer. You want to know the Lord's Prayer is in John chapter 17. That's the Lord's Prayer. That's the Lord's Prayer for his assignment, his work, and for men, all his children, all his brothers and sisters. All of us. Hallelujah. So what purpose are the men listening? So that we might come to the knowledge of that. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit. To lead us into the reality of that mighty man and mighty woman that we are. That we don't get caught up with the preliminaries. Who preaching, man? He tell everybody, go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom. Go and make disciples of all men. Every last one of us are preachers. That's our assignment. That's our mandate. Everybody, boy and girl, man, woman, it don't matter who. He called everybody to go preach. Hallelujah. Go do what? Go tell of the goodness of our God. Come to the knowledge of that man, this gospel of the kingdom, and then go tell, man, somebody. That's why I come on this radio broadcast. You know, I believe God, man, to put us on here, man, you know more, because this message needs to be heard. The religious church don't have a lot of messages about this. You don't hear a lot of messages where the subject matter of everything that they say is for the purpose of the reestablishment, the expansion, and the advancement of God's kingdom back on his earth. What was God's kingdom on earth? In the beginning, he had a mighty man and a mighty woman. Adam and Eve was a mighty man and a mighty woman. Hallelujah. Walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. Becoming what? Everything that God said about him. What God said about him, hey, let's make him just like us. He's a mighty God. And if he made us just like us, boy, I keep saying it over and over and over all the time on this radio broadcast. He made us in his image and his likeness, and he's a mighty God, then you need to know that, boy, you mighty too. You a mighty man and a mighty woman. You are. We are. And that's a serious indictment against us. When Jesus said, your eyes ain't seen and your ears ain't heard, there ain't nothing for us to be happy about. He said, you don't know how mighty you are. That's a shame on you. Well, man, I'm talking about it being known, man, to you. Shame on you to allow religion, man, to keep you in bondage. Shame on you, man, if you don't seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His government influence, his culture, his lifestyle. Shame on you if you don't read your Bible in the light of the restoration of God's kingdom on the earth. Shame on you. Shame on you if you get preoccupied with the preliminaries, man. Shame on you if you let the means stop you from getting to the end. Shame on you if you don't get all your inheritance. That man that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world and been restored back to you. What was your inheritance from the foundation of the world? Come, you who are blessed of your Father. That's in Matthew chapter 24, or 25, verse 34. and get your inheritance. But all of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Shame on you if you don't come out of serving, being a servant of God to being a son of God, an offspring of God. Shame on you. Right. The more your eyes don't see, your ears don't hear. Some of you, that word go right over your head, man. I ain't listening. This ain't no sermon. Boy, this is the word of the king. This is what the king say. Hallelujah. I don't have no sermons. I don't study the Bible, man, to get a sermon out of here, man, and preach to you. I study the Bible to get the life that's in the word out of there, man, to share with you. The life that's in the word. We really are mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, living far below our rights and privilege. How did that happen? I mean, the God of this world, man, that's the devil. The God of this world system that we live in is his way of doing things, and we were born and trained and conditioned to live that way. You couldn't help but be that way, man. That's how you was born. So when you was born with a loss of all that knowledge. Where your inheritance at? The Bible says in the book of Colossians, your inheritance is in light. What you mean? You got to come to the knowledge of it. If somebody left you $1 million, man, you never came to the knowledge of it, you'd die poor, broken, hungry, when all the time you're a millionaire. That's why I come on here to bring you to the knowledge of that you got an inheritance. All of the kingdom of heaven. All of the kingdom. All of the kingdom of heaven. There ain't no sermon, boy. That's what the king said. Let me tell you something, boy. His word is eternal. Heaven and earth going to pass away, but what the king say, they're going to live and abide forever. Boy, I made a decision, man. I'm going to get in on what the king say. I don't care what it look like in the natural. I don't care what it feel like in the natural, seem like in the natural. Maybe if you press my button, man, what the king say, that's what's coming out. Even if it ain't that way, hey, baby, that's what's coming out. What the king say, because I found out something, boy. In the beginning was what the king say. Hallelujah. And what the king say is the king. What he say in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word is God. And what the king say is life. Hallelujah. And not only life, man, but that more abundantly. Superior in quality and superior in quantity. And here we are living like mere men and mere women, man. Shame on us. That's what you mean when you say your eyes ain't seen and your ears ain't heard, man. You sitting there, you letting the devil, man, run havoc over you, man, and stop you from. When all the time, boy, I give you power over all the powers of your enemies. When all the time, man, no weapon formed against you supposed to prosper. When all the time, man, people's opinion about you, man, shouldn't even have no kind of effect on you, man. It don't matter what you might think about me, man. Let me tell you something, boy. I don't come on here and profess to be holier than thou. Man, I got some issues. I got some problems. I got some faults. I got some shortcomings. I got some men, man, in my life. But, boy, I'm just like Paul, baby. I forget those things that drive me, and I keep pressing on. Hallelujah. Keep pressing on the world to the high calling. What high calling that's in Christ Jesus? What high calling that's in Christ Jesus? To be just like him. He said, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also on the inside of you. That's what the king said. What did he say? Let the same mind that was in Christ, the same way Jesus thought, the same way Jesus had his mind said, his eye, let that same mind that was in Christ Jesus be on the inside of you. What mind was that? Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God? But to be on that same level with God, to be able to commune and fellowship with God, to be born on that level. Not just a mere man or a mere woman, boy, but an offspring of the Most High God. What, boy? The Son of God. I told you, boy, Galatians said this here, if we no longer servants, shame on you, man, if you still, man, take on yourself a servant in Lord. Now, listen, I didn't say we don't serve. I said you're not a servant of the Lord. I hear a lot of people say, I'm a servant of the Lord, not me. Servant ain't got no inheritance. Hallelujah. I'm a son. And if I'm a son, the Bible says we no longer servant but son. And if sons of God, then heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Listen, heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ Jesus. for boy, same thing Jesus got. You have. What he got all of the kingdom of heaven. And watch what he got about all of the kingdom. All of the authority of the kingdom of heaven. All of the power of the kingdom of heaven. All of the influence of the kingdom of heaven. All of the provisions of the kingdom of heaven. All of the peace. All of the joy. All of the culture. All of the lifestyle. All that heaven is, boy, that is his inheritance. And we join ass with him. Join ass with him. So if that's his inheritance, that's our inheritance too. So I'm going to say it to you again, boy, you have an inheritance. I don't know if nobody ever told you that. This ain't no sermon. Boy, this is the word of the king. When he said, you heirs of God and join heirs with Christ. Who said that? That's what the king said. That's what he come to restore back to you, what? Your kingship. See, we, the church been just operating in our priesthood, our rituals, our ceremonies, our religious action in church and having church and all that. And that's a good thing. Hallelujah. That's a preliminary, man. That's why I say the devil, man, shame on us if we let the devil preoccupy us with the good thing at the expense of forfeiting the great thing. Boy, this is a call, boy. God is saying to you on this radio broadcast, if you listening to me, boy, he's saying to us, man, hey, let's go higher. Let's go to our next. Let's don't just be preoccupied, man, with the here and now, man. Let's begin, man, to arise from our now and keep going to our greater. Seeing ourselves, boy, in the future looking much better than we look even right now. What you mean, Arthur? That going on, boy, that's in Christ Jesus. Until we come to the fullness of it, boy, the full glory of what the King says. Right now, boy, we just becoming there. We ain't had Paul say, I ain't gonna be out yet. Jesus did. Boy, that's why I say keep your eyes on Jesus. Why? Because boy, that's the mark. That's the destination. What? To be just like him. And to live just like him. The same way he lived upon his earth, to live just like that. What do you mean? With power, control, and influence. Watch this. Over all the circumstances and situations and symptoms that confronted his life. So if a devil came to you, man, try to make you feel oppressed or depressed, man, God said to you, boy, I give you power over all the power of your enemy. When Jesus Christ rose from the grave, man, with all power, he said, I got all power. Power in heaven, power on earth, and even power on the earth. You know what that is? He said all the powers of heaven, all the authorities of heaven. Is that my fingertips, boy? Hallelujah. See, all the power on the earth, the dominion over the earth, and the authority and the power, man, to execute, man, what's going on this earth. I got all that power, too. You see, and about this, and even power under the earth. I got power over that physical death that you're going to experience. You say, crucify me, and I get up in 3 days. Kill me, baby. There ain't no grave going to hold me down. Hallelujah. Well, know what the king say too? As he is, so are you. That's why I say he the destination. He came down here to show us, to show us the mark, to show us the finish line. And then he back all the way back up, man, and come all the way where we are. And our faults and mistakes and weaknesses and inability, man, and he take our residence on the inside of us, boy. And he called out my shata, he started working from the inside out, boy, conforming us to the image of the Father. How often? Not by power, not by might, not by our words, not by our rituals, not by our ceremony, not by our church service, not by all the things that we do, man, but by his Spirit, but leading and guiding us into the reality of God's word. What are you talking about, Arthur? I'm talking about what God doing. Well, that's what he doing. And that's what he doing, man, in his church. Man, shame on the church, man, that we preoccupied, man, with what we doing at the expense of forfeiting, man, what God is doing. And what we doing is some good things. There ain't no bad thing. Boy, that's the devil's most successful tactic against us as those men who come to that's to preoccupy us with the good things You don't mind you having good church and putting on good programs and emotions getting stirred up and everything else. And man, mind me, I ain't got no problem with that. I love that, but I love some good church, man. With some, you call it much on the hand clapping, boy, toe stomping, man. I'm talking about shouting and hallelujah and everything else. Because, boy, you being, man, hallelujah, inspired by, boy, the Holy Ghost. Boy, that's a good thing right there. But there's a purpose for that good thing, boy. It's for you to go get some information. Why? So that you can not only be inspired by that good thing, hallelujah, but you can obtain that, boy. Hallelujah. You go to it, but it not only be a good thing, it be a great thing then. But you start becoming that. You start being that. You come to the knowledge, but I told you, boy, he chose this before the foundation of the world. And what the king said, what do you say in the beginning was the word. The word was with him and the word was in him. And in him, who? What the king said was what? Was life. And that life was the light of man. That light is what started shining in man, in the darkness of our lives, man, the ignorance of our lives, man, and started, man, putting the ignorance out. I'm going to say that again, boy. See, in him who, what the king say, is life. That's, listen, that's Zoe life. That's like the way God lives and like the way God originally intended for you and I to live. What was that, boy? In his image and in his likeness, ruling and reigning in our lives, man. He intended for us to be just like him, to live just like him. For our territory to be just like his territory. The heaven, that's his territory. The earth, that's our territory. Now, if you're just good, you can't do nothing with your territory, man. You know, everything else will be, your territory will be dictating to you. But if you go to the great thing, then you start, man, you and the Holy Ghost, to change the world. Listen, at this gospel of the kingdom, see, it ain't really, man, you know, it's coming on the forefront, boy, gradually. But boy, we hit call off about start to ask men and women grab a hold of that, man, and stop being preoccupied by the good things, but go to the great thing. What's that? That's why I hear you say me. You hear me say on this broadcast, boy, isn't this the greatest message that you will ever hear? Ain't no greater messages than this. There are a lot of good messages. I'm talking about a great thing. Boy, God is doing a great thing. The church is doing good things. When we're supposed to be doing great things, shame on us. I say, for your eyes ain't seen, our ears ain't heard. Yeah, we trying to do good things for God, and man, God doing great things in and through us. We want to do good things for God. All of us. We want to love God, serve God, do the best we can, everything. Yeah, we want to put on a good program. We want to, hey, listen, we want, that's good things. But what God want to do in and through us is great things. And the devil's most successful tactic against us as the church is to preoccupy us with those good things at the expense of forfeiting those great things. But boy, hey, what do you say? What great thing? The life that's in the Word. So how? Well, what are you doing about that? Hey, boy, that light that's in the Word, hallelujah, was the light of man. It began to shine in the darkness, and the darkness could not put it out. Listen, you can't have no light without first having darkness. But you can have darkness. Let me say that right. You can't have no light until you first, there must be first darkness before there can be light. But there can be light and no darkness at all. Before there could be light, I'm going to say it again. Before there could be light, there had to be darkness. But when the light began to shine in the darkness, hey, there can be light with no darkness at all. The darkness couldn't comprehend it, couldn't see it, couldn't put it out, couldn't do nothing with it. And it began to shine in darkness, the darkness comprehending it not. It came to its own. So listen, most people, man, you know, are in this radio land. Most listen, that's most of you believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, man, and you trying your best to make it in. And that's a good thing. You believe it in the Lord Jesus Christ, man. You really do love God, and you're on your way to heaven. You're on your way to that destination, even if you don't know it. You're on your way to becoming, man, who you already are. You just don't know it. Why? Because the light ain't been shining. What light? I told you, boy, this is the greatest message you ever hear. This is the light of God's word. This is what the King say. I come on here to tell you, man, what God say about you. I ain't talking about what he said about you through the prophets. Not even through Moses and all them. All those were means to an end to get us back to what the King say. And what the King say from the beginning, that most important. See, boy, that, again, that's another thing, boy, we get preoccupied with the means. Most of us, men are missing everything else is what the King said, man, through the law and the prophets. From Exodus all the way, man, up until the coming of Jesus. All that word, that's the law and the prophets. All the way in your Bible, from Exodus chapter 18, all the way through all them stories and everything, everything in there, man, is a means to an end. To get you back into what the King say, man, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. If in Genesis chapter 3, after the fall of mankind, hey, man, God began to speak to mankind through the law and the prophets then. All the way up until Jesus Christ. The Bible say, man, from Moses all the way to John the Baptist. Actually, all the way, man, from before then. What was preached? The law and the prophets. What was the law? The law that God gave Moses. And all of the amendments that have been added to it. And the prophets. But the prophet said, boy, the prophet said, man, he said some bad things, man, about them. He said some good things about them. But one thing, boy, that never happened, man. God never forsook them and God never left them. Even when they messed up, and man, the prophet had to prophesy, man, what was going to be a result of them messing up. Yet God, man, never left them, never forsook them. He was always there with them. They were just in darkness. Why? Because the light hadn't shined yet. Who is the light? Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. The light hadn't came yet. So we had to live according to the law and the prophet. So all the way from John the Baptist, from Moses to John the Baptist, the law and the prophet was preached. And that's what the church preached most of all, the law and the prophet. Live this way, man, and boy, hey, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing going to be. And until we get there, then here's how you're supposed to live. The law and the prophet. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. That's the law and the prophet. He said, but now, the kingdom of God is being preached. He said, from John the Baptist, the law and the prophet was preached, but now there's a new message. The law and the prophet was a good message. Why? Because, boy, let me tell you something, man. Even though they broke the law every year, that's what, man, most people don't understand what's really going on. That's what atonement means. That's that sacrifice that they used to do, man, every year, man, where the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies and take the blood and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat. And, man, the atonement for the people's sin would be taken care of. And, man, God would continue, man, to dwell among them. He himself provided a way for man for him to stay among them even while they was in their sins and they were disobeying the law that Moses had gave. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, boy. That's why I say I thank him, man, for his love, boy. Because in the midst of all our faults and all our mistakes, boy, he keep right on loving us, man. And the Bible say, boy, his love covers a multitude of sins. You know what a multitude of sins is? That's all your sins. I told you he looked past our faults and mistakes and saw our need for us to be loved. And that same love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That we can begin, boy, as we experience that love, man, that love is shed abroad in our hearts, man, as we experience that love and come to the knowledge of that love, how much your Father really do love you. Tell boy, he don't even, you know how he see us? He see us as perfected in Christ Jesus. The Bible says he don't even look at us on our seed. He see us, man, covered in the blood, man, washed white as snow. He see us restored. He see what he said about us. Why? Because that's what the deal is. He ain't looking at men, our fathers, and the state and everything. No, that's already been judged. The judgment that's taking place now is what the judge is supposed to do, give you, your man, your rights. You got a right to the tree of life. You got a right to our inheritance. You got a right to your kingship and your authority. You got a right to your restoration. God told you, man, it was because of one man's disobedience brought death and sin to the whole human race. Till we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity and walked out of light into darkness, man. And, man, I'm talking about gross darkness. Then came Jesus. Then came the love of God and began to shine in the darkness. And the darkness couldn't put it out. He came to his own, and his own received him not. It is, man, most people, man, a lot of people don't, especially in the religious world, they don't receive my message. Especially here in the area, even here in the Baptist belt, man, they can't too much deny it, man. And those who don't understand it, man, they probably see it as, man, some new doctrine or something, man. That's the gospel of the kingdom. There ain't no doctrine. There ain't no new doctrine. That's the original doctrine. There ain't no cult or no religion. There ain't no religion. It's life, baby. And that more abundantly. Hallelujah. And as men, listen, he came to his own, and his own received him not. A lot of them. But as many of his own and anybody else who received him, watch this. He gave them the power to become the sons of God. Hallelujah. And what started happening? The word started becoming flesh. The word started becoming them, and they started becoming the word. Becoming what the word is saying. What the word say? Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, come boldly into my presence and obtain mercy and find the grace to help you at every time you need it. My willingness, man, my love for you, my desire for you, my purpose for you, my plan and strategy for you accomplishing that purpose. If you seek me, hallelujah. If you seek first the kingdom of heaven and my governing influence, my righteousness, hallelujah. And when you seek me with your whole heart, I not only heal your land, man, but you begin to walk in the reality of it. You're growing and growing and growing and growing and going and going and going to your next, to your next, to your next, man. Hallelujah, until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ. What's a stature? A fixed, predictable image of someone or something. Until we come, we become what? A fixed, predictable image of Jesus Christ, just like him. Look like him in character, look like him in nature, function like him, talk like him, live like him, act like him, reign in life just like he did. Hey, come on, becoming that, man. How? Line up on line, precept upon precept. Who? As many as received him. So you see, who is that him? Hey, what the king say? As many as received this word, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. And if sons of God, what we say here, then heirs of God, you got to inherit. Now you got to learn about your inheritance. You got to come on into your royal status. You got to come on back into the to the royal family of the Most High God. You couldn't come out of serving man, being a servant man, back into the royal family. You are the household of God. You chosen generation, a peculiar people, a royal household. God bless. I'm talking about the royalty of heaven. Can you imagine the royalty of the earth? The kings that reign upon the earth, man, all the mighty splendor of that kingdom, man, the wealth of it, and all that. That's the kingdoms of this earth, man, do follow man. I'm talking about the kingdom of hell. That majesty. That environment. That atmosphere. Let me tell you something. There's a mighty kingdom on this earth, man. All the way up and down, and royal family that live ravishly and holy, baby. But wouldn't none of them speak in their kingdom, the streets wouldn't pay with gold. And healing wouldn't end the leaves of the trees. And the presence of the Lord, and the culture of God, and the lifestyle of God, and his territory of heaven, they wouldn't end those places. In this kingdom here, baby, on my streets, pay, here we go. Healing is in the leaves of the trees. Boy, he sent his word, and his word healed us. I'm talking about greatness. The more we come in the kingdom of God, and instead of learning religion and church protocol, you start learning, man, the personal relationship and kingdom protocol. A proper procedure on how to live in the kingdom. That's what protocol is, proper procedure. Proper way you're supposed to conduct yourself in church and have church and everything else. That's church protocol. We know that. And that's a good thing. But the church don't know nothing about kingdom protocol. They know about church membership, but they don't know nothing about kingdom citizenship. Listen, church membership is a good thing. And you can write your name on the church roll and shake the preacher's hand and join the church, but I'm talking about something far greater than that, man. That's kingdom citizenship, where you meet the Lord Jesus Christ, man, and you get your name not on the church roll, not just on the church roll. That's a good thing, but you get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. And you join the royal household of God, the family of God. I do that same way you do in church protocol. You got to go before me, God and the people of God, and say, Father and Lord, I come home. Just like the prodigal son did, man, listen. Because he realized something, boy, that in his father's house was a much better way of living. And boy, he came to himself one day. And he said, I'm going home. Hallelujah. That's what my desire is, man, even if it's just one. If somebody hear this message, boy, and say, you know what, man, you know, I'm going home, man. Boy, you mean I got an inheritance? And my inheritance is at home? And home is made back into the presence of my Father in heaven? Back to him? Reconciled back to him? That's what you call going home? Being hooked back up with God? Coming back into right standing with God? Growing in the knowledge, man, of what the king say? Going in the knowledge of God. You mean tell me I can come back into that place, man, with God, man, before, man, Adam and Eve sinned? You mean tell me I can come back into the Garden of Eden and that I could dwell in that secret place of the Most High God forever? And that in that place, boy, is an ark of safety, just like, man, it protected, man, Noah and his family, man, from all the storms, man, that was came up on the earth, boy, same way to protect us from all the storms that come up on the earth. Yeah. That same land that you promised Adam and Eve, man, when they got put out of the Garden of Eden, when you provided salvation for them, when you took off, boy, the good that they tried to do to save themselves, when they covered themselves up with the fig leaves, you took that off for them and you covered them yourself. You provided salvation. Hallelujah. That's what the king did. He provided that salvation for us. And he said this, yeah, hey, even though you can't live in this place no more that I created you to live in, even though you didn't lost that and the Holy Spirit in my presence and separated from me, I promise you something. What? I ain't going to never leave you and I ain't going to never forsake you. And I'm going to come myself and redeem your life from this destruction and restore back to you. What do you mean? That's the cross. That's Calvary. That's what Jesus did in there on the cross. That's the gospel of Jesus. But, boy, that's a means to an end, man. Hey, we've been preoccupied, man, with the messenger, the gospel of the messenger, and, man, missed out on what the messenger message was. The messenger, listen, you ain't preached Jesus Christ. You ain't preached the kingdom. I don't hear nobody talking about the kingdom, man. I don't hear that's a subject matter. And none of our churches, I told you I'm getting bold, man, as long as I be on this radio broadcast. I've been on here for a few years now, you know, 4 or 5 years. I know. I've been on here for a while. And then before, I'm getting bold in my old age, man. Yeah, I challenge, man, you know, the whole church, boy, to go back, man, to the Bible, man, and see what the King say. Because I understand some majority of believers don't read the Bible. They saved me, you know, and they children of the Most High God and everything else, but they're not disciples of Christ. A disciple of Christ is a learner, a student of the Word. And they came to the knowledge, man, but by the light that was in that Word, then, man, they were hungry for that Word. They wanted that Word. They wanted the light that was in that Word. They wanted the inheritance that was in that Word. They wanted that lifestyle. They wanted that. They wanted, man, what the world trying to hope to get to, but heaven, man, Jesus Christ comes preaching, man, a message, man, I tell you, boy, it's the greatest message that you'll ever hear. He said that place that you're trying to get to, that hope that you get to, man, and think that that's your eternal destination, man, you're trying to make it to heaven, man, I come to bring heaven to you. In fact, I come to bring the kingdom of heaven back to you. You had it in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and Adam there before they fell, and you lost it when they fell. But I'm the light of the world, come, boy, to shine light in that darkness. And everything that you lost, be restored back to you. And all you got to do, boy, is say, yes, Lord. And, boy, say, and listen, boy, as you receive the word, that's the indestructible. As many as received him, he gave them power to become the son of God. That's born of God, then. That's born again. That's born of the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word. Boy, that hits your spirit, man, and your spirit, man, come alive. Hallelujah. If you might not know it, you might not see nothing at first, boy, but I'm telling you, just like a natural, boy, you know, conception take place. You don't see nothing at first. But, boy, during the course of time, you start seeing changes taking place. Hallelujah. You start seeing something, you start knowing something. But instantly, when the conception takes place, man, nobody don't even know. But I tell you, that word of God, man, I just out here sowing the seeds, man. That's what God say. Hey, listen, I don't know how the earth brings forth of itself. Well, hallelujah. The ground brings forth of itself. The womb brings forth of itself. The spirit brings forth of itself by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it become a miraculous birth, just like Jesus' birth was a miraculous birth. Your new birth is a miraculous birth too, boy. Born of the seed of the word of God, just like Jesus was. He was born of the seed of the word of God. The Holy Ghost came to that angel and spoke a word, boy, the seed of the word of God, into that woman, man, womb. And, boy, that word became, hallelujah, flesh. The Bible says in that same chapter in 1 John, and the word became flesh. And it dwelt among us. And we saw him, boy, at the glory of the only begotten Son. That's the glory that we saw in him. We saw might, we saw majesty in him. We saw greatness in him. He brought us to the place where we worship him and we adore him. But then you miss out on the next part. You say, what, boy? You say, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. And look what he was full of. And he was full of grace and truth. So watch the gospel. Next passage of scripture say, and of his fullness. What was he full of? Grace and truth. Grace and reality. The grace of God, boy, that will restore us, man, back to that and the reality of it. So we might not just, man, shout about it and hope for it and think it's all sweet by and by, but these might, man, come on home and get back on course toward that destination and start becoming who we already are. And as we're growing in that knowledge, man, we're becoming that. The Bible says, because of his fullness, have we all received grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. And as we receive that word of his grace, then now we go from glory to glory to glory to glory. What you mean? We keep becoming who we already are. Who are we already are? What the king say. I told you what the king say, go. He gonna be there. He gonna say, let's make man in our image, and our likeness. I don't care what Adam did, his disobedience, everything else. That ain't gonna stop the king from accomplishing what he say. I told you what he say to shine in that darkness, that ignorance of dead men that got us living far below our rights and privileges. His word to shine in that darkness, man. I'm talking about, boy, put the darkness out, and man, a conception take place, and boy, you become born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Well, if you go from a servant to a child, to a son of God. Listen, man, thank God for the servant of the Lord. There ain't no bad thing. I told you that's a good thing. The Bible says even the servants in Solomon's kingdom, man, was dragging out a gold goblin and eating off a gold plate. The servants. That's the splendor of Solomon's kingdom, man, was the title shadow of the kingdom, man, of God. They say, boy, the servants in Solomon's kingdom, man. When Queen when Sheba came there, she said, man, the half ain't even been told. I heard about this great kingdom and the splendor of it. He said, even the servants eating men and drinking from eating from golden plates and drinking from golden goblets. The servants. Only different world, boy, hey, let me tell you something. The servants were eating and drinking from gold goblets and plates, but they weren't sitting at the king's table. Hallelujah. The children of the king eat out of gold goblets and gold plates too. But more. Hallelujah. A high quality of gold at the king's table. And why? They ain't just eating out of gold goblin and drinking out of gold goblin and eating out of gold place, man. The good word of God, like the church is doing, like the religion is doing. But boy, they're sitting at the king's table. They eating from the king's table. What's eating from the king's table? What the king said. Not what the servants saying to one another out there at the servants' table. That's what the servants saying to one another. About what the king say. But at the king's table, you get to hear, boy, what the king say yourself. That's why I say, God say, come boldly. Everything is a meaning to that end, what? To come on back into the presence of the Lord, man, so that you can hear, boy, what the king say for yourself. What I said, Elder, that's back in the kingdom. And the invitation, man, to every last one of you in the sound of my voice, boy, if you ain't accepted and come to the knowledge, man, or receive the gospel of the kingdom, what's the gospel of the kingdom? That's available to you. That's the gospel about it. That's available to us. And that's available to us right now. Not all the fullness of it is available to us, but you don't just walk in the fullness of it overnight. That become a way of life. Instead of being a religion, man, it become a relationship. And the relationship started, man, just like your natural life started as a little bitty baby. But as you continue in the word, then you start growing up. As many as received him, that means as many as grabbed a hold to this message and seized it and grabbed it and placed it in their possession and continued in the truth. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you're gonna know the truth. I ain't talking about just having a knowledge of it. You're gonna experience the reality of the truth. That's what truth. That's the truth they're talking about. That the reality of the word, not just whether you know it, whether it's true or false. I'm talking about, boy, you're gonna experience the reality of it, the truth of it, the fullness of the truth of it. Hallelujah. What is God doing, boy? I tell you every time I come on this radio broadcast, and I repeat it and say it again, man. That's God summoning us, man, into His presence, so that He can speak to us Himself. Listen, it's a good thing for you to hear what I say, man, because I'm just exalted. Damn, I give. He said, hey, listen, go ahead and talk to my people. I hear some people say, well, I'm a prophet, I'm a pastor, I'm a bishop, I'm an apostle. All I know, boy, I come to exalt you in the word of God. The Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 32, you say, now, brother, I commend you under the word of God's grace. In other words, I exalt you with the word of God's grace. Watch this. Which is able to build you up. That's in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. For the gospel of the kingdom is able not to hype you up, or not just hype you up, but it is able to build you up and give you your inheritance among those who are set apart unto that. That's what sanctified me. Wherefore, I commend you unto the word, boy, what the king say. I invite you to come eat from the king's table and put you under that word, boy, so that you can hear what God say, so that you can not only hear what Arthur's saying, man, on his broadcast today, but that you might hear, man, what I'm saying to you about what Arthur's saying. And what Arthur's saying, what I'm saying to you, hey, that's the word of the king. Well, boy, I ain't listening. Hey, don't put your faith in the wisdom of the man. The king want to speak to you himself. He want to talk to you himself. What do you want to say to you if you brokenhearted, boy? Let me tell you yourself, you stop being brokenhearted. You rise up. Now, some got to get to that place, but some of you are already at that place, man. You just need to rise up and say, hey, listen, the devil, what? I'm a mighty man, and I'm a mighty woman of the Most High God with all power over all them negative circumstances, situations, and symptoms that confront my life, even the condemnations, man, that confront my life, even my shortcomings and my faults and weaknesses and inability, that I can rise up and rule and reign over all of them. Yeah, how are they as many as received him? As many as allow that word to take root on the inside of them and begin to water that word and cultivate that word or continue in that word. The Bible said they knew the truth and the truth set them free. Hey, listen, you know, my time is about up on the broadcast here. And I hey, listen, every time I come on here, it's an invitation for you and I, men, to come here into the presence of the Most High God, so that God could speak to you by his Holy Spirit through what you hear me say. I'm just the exalted. I'm just like John the Baptist, man, crying in the wilderness to the church. Just wandering around in the wilderness. Just like the church was doing, man, when Moses saved them and brought them out of Egypt. They wandered around in the wilderness. One like this boy crying in the wilderness, or like Joshua and Caleb too. Hey, yes, he got some problems out here. Yes, he got some shortcomings, but we'd be more than able to go across our Jordan River. We already came across the Red Sea. We already saved. Now we got to go across the Jordan River into our inheritance, the promised land. I'm just like John the Baptist boy said, hey, listen, all of the promised land is over there. That's available to us. That's ours. And God saved us, man. He just saved us so that, man, we hope to get there and then sweep by and by. He saved us to take us over there into that inheritance, into the reality of what he saved. And yes, there's going to be some giants and everything else to try to stop us, man, from attaining this. And yes, man, religion and everything else going to preoccupy us and all these other things of the world and the cares of this world and all the deceitfulness and riches and everything else going to hit the end and choke to the world. But, man, we'd be more than able in the midst of all of that. Why? Because, boy, let me tell you something, with the king say, go. When you eat from the king's table, baby, listen, you'll be going to the place where you become the sons of God. And then you rise up and you go be exalted too. You go be and tell the world of the goodness of God and the greatest gift of all, the love of God to all his children. Hey, listen, man, my wife, Gail, and I, and my children, man, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. And we ain't arrived yet. We got issues. We got faults and mistakes. Like I say, I don't come on here claiming to be holier than thou and all that, man. We all on the road to perfection. But boy, the love of God covers a multitude of sins. We love y'all, man, to the place where, man, listen, we just want y'all to know the truth. That's it. Well, we just want y'all to know what the king said. Hey, listen, I love y'all. God bless y'all. And if we could be of any service, if you'd like a copy of our messages, you can contact us, man, at our number. Phone number is 713-870-3776. If this minister's a blessing to you, we would like to know. 713-870-3776. That's our ministry number. Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Ministry. Arthur and Gail LaVere. God bless you. We love you. We look forward to talking to you again next week. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.
persecuted.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBay. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be a further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship.